Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And I'm delighted to say, joining me in the studio, he got it just in time, Matthias. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Not too bad, now that I'm here.
Good. You've had a bit of a journey.
A little bit, yeah. Anyone travelling in from Waterloo will understand.
I know what you're talking about, but you're welcome along. First time on the show, which surprised me, because I thought you'd been on before, but it's just we've chatted a lot before in the organising of these things. And you're here from Walton and Weybridge Amateur Operatic Society.
Indeed.
And you've got a show this week.
We have, yeah. So the show is Step in Time. Mm-hmm. It's one of our variety shows, which we do at least once a year. And this year, because it's 2020, we thought we'll go back on and look at shows that have played in the last 100 years.
Okay.
So we've got music from shows that play in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, all the way through, sort of with old classics like Big Time from Mac and Mabel, really old favourites, like Three Little Maids, which doesn't technically play in the last 100 years, but there was a newer version, the Hot Mikado. So we've got lots of different songs, well-known, some not that well-known. I get to sing one of the not that well-known ones.
Oh, what are you singing?
Goodbye from Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, okay.
Which is not really that well-known, sadly, over here.
But no. You're going to bring it to life.
Indeed.
We'll get a new lease of life over here through what you're doing. So how do you go about putting together a show like this? How do you decide which songs to put in, which songs to leave out?
Well, every show has a marvellous production team. In this case, it's Jen and Ellie who put this together. Both have been on stage many, many, many times in various shows. Jen has produced quite a number of shows. She's been our choreographer many times, so she's got loads of experience. And they put together everything up front, and then when they see who's actually coming to be in the cast, we sort of tailor things a little bit and make sure that everything fits, and then just in a panic really rehearse within 6 weeks, really, because everything has to be ready in that short period of time.
Yes, it's quite a tight turnaround then, isn't it? Particularly with Christmas in the way a bit, I suppose, because it would have started just before Christmas, I guess.
We start in the first 2 weeks before Christmas, and then we've got the 4 weeks in Christmas, after Christmas.
After
too.
Christmas, and you hopefully haven't forgotten everything in the interim break.
Yeah. It happens quite easily.
Fabulous. But what about yourself? Tell us a bit more about your background in performing. How did you get involved in performing in the first place?
Well, I had a singing teacher at university who also ran sort of the opera club. And she told me in no uncertain terms that I will be in the next production.
Oh.
So I didn't have much choice in the matter. And then sort of I got stuck. I did loads at university. And then when I moved down here, I sort of sought something similar and found Walton and Weybridge, and they're absolutely amazing society. So they take you in and throw you right on stage.
Indeed. Because you've not that long done, was it Made in Dagenham? I think
yes,
you did last,
yeah.
Wasn't that? Was in December, beginning of December?
It was, November? Amazing show.
So not very long ago. Were you in that one as well?
I was. The most unlikely role, the MD of Ford UK, which is not really the classical musical role that you expect.
I see. Well, fair enough. Well, you know, they're all important roles, but it's a great show, as you rightly say. And so, yeah, you really have kind of gone straight into the next one, haven't you?
It never stops. People are always amazed when they say, oh, what are you doing after show week? Rehearsals, really.
More show.
That's another the next show. Thing.
So again, tell us a bit more about Walton and Weybridge. There are going to be people out there who haven't come along and seen what you're up to, or maybe are interested in coming and getting involved in what you do. So you say that, you know, you're quite a welcoming group. You come one and all, sort of thing, is it?
Pretty much. So we're there for anyone who's interested, not just on stage, backstage. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people with really good technical skills that that may love working on production. There's so much that actually goes into a performance. I do some of the sort of stuff in the background as well. It's sort of amazing how much coordination is needed. The fact that we don't have a full-time project manager on hand is really a surprise because it feels like you need one. So it's really exciting. And we're always looking for more people to join. We're actually having an intern out for our next show, Thoroughly Modern Millie, just a Tuesday after, I believe it's the 3rd of February.
Okay.
So the first, Tuesday week. At 8 p.m.
So a week today?
Yeah.
The 4th?
The 4th.
4th of February. Yeah.
The 4th of February.
Good job we checked that.
And people can always come along, can meet the directors, can see if they want to audition, they can audition, or they can just be a member of the cast. And it's always a lot of work, but it's always a lot of fun. And even when there were shows where I went like, oh, I can't. You know, rehearsals were really stressful. Life is really stressful. You're finally on that stage and you're enjoying yourself so much that it sort of makes up for all the time beforehand.
Absolutely. It's a good escape, isn't it? It's a couple of hours a week where you can't be anyone else other than the MD of Four Dagenham or whichever character you happen to be portraying at the time. So where is the open night? Is that at the Cecil Hepworth as well?
I believe it's at the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse. If not, do follow us on Facebook at WWAOS and... we have the latest pieces of information there, and yeah, as soon as the show's over, all the information about the intranet and everything will appear on our website as well.
Fabulous. So going back then to Step in Time, I looked through 100 years of musicals, and you said you've got some lesser known songs in there. What are your, other than your own highlight, what are your particular highlights from this show that you think people are going to be particularly coming away from enjoying or singing along to?
I think something surprised that they they're songs that actually come from musicals. Mm-hmm. They're often songs like I Am What I Am or Holding Out for a Hero that are sort of that became part of the mainstream that people don't really know that they all originated in musicals.
Mm-hmm.
My absolute favorite is to sing Hairspray. We're doing my absolute favorite song for Hairspray, which is just so much fun to actually put on there. You Can't Stop the Beat, which is just fabulous. Amazing. It has so much energy, and I love doing that.
Good song, good song. So that's this week. So as well as coming in and getting involved in the next show, what I always tell people to do is go along and see what they're up to, because that's a really good way to sort of feel if that's the kind of society you want to come and be a part of. So this Thursday, you start off at the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse, and you're there through until Saturday. Do you have a matinee or is it just evenings?
No, just evening, this time starting at 7:45, so you can have a bit of a longer dinner.
Fabulous, there you go. And obviously there'll be a bar, so you can pop in and grab a drink before the show as well.
Absolutely, not only before the show, in the intermission and afterwards.
Why not?
You can meet the people on stage.
Have a drink with the stars of the show. you can meet Matthias, and I knew I'd say your name wrong at some point. So there you go. Anyway, I practiced that, and that went to pot. Anyway, how do we get tickets, and what price are the tickets?
You can get the tickets on the website at www.aos.org.uk. Similarly, we've got a Facebook event which has all the links through to it. So if you just look for Step in Time on Facebook, you'll find it as well. And we've got tickets, I believe it's £13 and £15.
Yes.
So we have some round tables at the front and some the race seating at the back, which so you can choose where you want to sit. And see us either Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
There you go.
Or so come on Thursday, and if you really like it, you come back on Friday and Saturday.
Bring your friends. That's the way to avoid. If you go onto the website waos.org.uk, you can pick your seat, or if you need to give them a call, 0845 519 6242. We're going to play the title song, I suppose, from your show, Step in Time. So it's quite an easy one to know why why you chose this one, but just for people who don't know it, what's this one? Where's it from, and what's it all about?
It's from the musical version of Mary Poppins,
mm-hmm.
Which is also on in London. If anyone wants to see it, not before you haven't seen Step in Time, of course. a song that when they are at the rooftop, everyone sings. It just has a really nice rhythm to it, and so much energy. It's so much fun putting on stage.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for coming in, and I hope you have a great run and enjoy Step in Time. Waltenham Weybridge Amateur Operatic Society show starting this Thursday through to Saturday at 7:45 at the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse in Walton. Tickets £13 for a round to be on a round table, £15 to be in the tiered seats, and you can get them from the box office 0845 519 6242 or on the website waos.org.uk, or find out all the information on their Facebook page as well. Huge thanks once again to Matthias for coming in, telling us all about the show, and hope everyone involved has a great time.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.